I'm Richmond Shepherd.
Right.
I've been in Subud since I was 32. I'm now 87. So I've been in Subud 55 years and a helper for 53 of them. I was only in 2 years when Bapak said made me a helper.
We were talking about how in Subud, New York, a typical latihan attracts 14 men on a given Sunday.
Yes, in a city of 11 million. There's something wrong with that picture.
And you say it's because we are not supposed to proselytize in Subud, but there's a difference in your mind between proselytizing and getting the word out that we're here.
Yes. We don't let people know we exist. One time we tried having an open house. People can invite their friends, their relatives, let it be, you know, and give them a cup of tea and tell them about Subud. And two people were open, and one of them stayed. And it's still, and this was some years ago. I want to have events that would let people bring their friends and relatives to, such as, well, we now have a dinner on every other Friday night where you can bring friends, but they're not specifically to talk about Subud, except as individuals. But I would like to have an open house once a month, like on after the Sunday Latihan. And near us is a housing project with tens of thousands of people. Put up some flyers, some posters, say, please come and ask questions about, find out about this spiritual exercise that we do, which is not a religion, and has no dogma, just an experience. And put that all over these thousands and thousands of people are there. I'd like to put a little advertisement in something like the New York Observer or the New York Review of Books, or the Review of Books in the Times, where the intellectuals might look at it, and or the curious, and invite them to these open houses, and let people know that they can come and find out about it.
So if a non-Subud person says, I'm going to have an experience of what? What do you tell them?
There is no instruction how to do what we call a latihan. Latihan means exercise or training. In Indonesian, and it was named by the guy who first received the contact. You know who Prometheus was?
It caught fire, didn't he?
No, Prometheus was the fire bringer.
Yeah, the fire bringer.
Brought fire to earth.
Right.
Okay, there's an Indonesian man, Muhammad Subud Sumoharjowijoyo, who is called Bapak, which is the same meaning as Papa. It means father or Papa. And they call him Bapak. And he received this in the early 20s, this contact with a high spiritual force. And I call it a contact with upstairs. And when we do this latihan for a half an hour, just a couple of times a week, there's no lecturing, there's no sermon, there's no leader, there's no guru, there's no teaching. I go into a room with the other men, and the women do it separately. And I sit quietly for a while, and I stand up. And one of the helpers, who are experienced people, says, let's begin. And I feel a vibration. And I let that vibration either move me or maybe make me make a sound. I don't decide I'm going to go make some sounds.
It happens organically. It
happens from out of this vibe that you get from the Lulayan, which is a contact with, I say, is upstairs. You can call it the Holy Spirit, the great life force. Call it, you know, Fred if you want, but it's a definite contact that you feel as a vibration. And if you let this vibration move you in terms of physical movement or sound come out of you, that's the latihan. And you may move around, you may make a sound. And it's funny, I can tell you a couple of funny stories. There was a guy from Moscow, a Russian, came. And there's usually a little waiting period where you're supposed to talk to the helpers before you can get opened. That's the opening is your first latihan. It's just like any other latihan. So this guy came and to find out about Subud, and he came to the a few meetings.
What year was this?
It's about 15 years ago. And the help was received. Yes, it's okay to open them. He had an opening, which is the first Ladihan, where the contact is passed on and told all you have to do is allow, surrender. So the guy is there twice a week when the Ladihans are, and he just stands there. And after many months, he comes over to me and he says, Richmond, when you say, when we do Ladihan, do nothing? I said, that's right. He had been trying to do nothing. He had been focusing on and concentrating on doing nothing, which blocks the flow of the Ladihan energy. I said, that's right. Do nothing. Just allow. He comes to me about a month or so later. He says, Richmond, I felt it for 15 seconds. After that, he began to have Ladihans. Then he made sounds and he moved around. And he's now back in Russia. And he did very well. He's building hotels. And there's a group in Moscow. And there's another group of people were open in Ukraine. So we've made inroads into Eastern Europe.
Thanks to him and Solahin Tom and Alicia Tom and other people.
Yes, him and there's one other one who is a Ukrainian who, I can't remember his name, but he...
So, I'm a Subud member, so I know the answers to some of these questions, but I'd like to get your take on it.
Sure.
So this new person who's exposed to Subud says, wait a minute, the men and the women are separate? What is that, some kind of patriarchal thing?
I can tell you something interesting about that. When you have men and women moving, the external thing is, when you have men and women moving around freely with their eyes closed, because you do the light out with your eyes closed, you may peek a little so you don't bump into people. If you have men and women in the same room, I'm liable to find myself doing my body on next to the beautiful blonde and my arm might go around her. That's the external reason, to keep the sexual element out of the Ladihan, which we would have if you have men and women together. The real reason, the internal reason is, I had a theater group, and we had a rehearsals. We had two floors on a building on 3rd Avenue and 33rd Street in Manhattan. We had one floor of a big, huge studio, and we had another floor, which was the theater. And the men and women would alternate whether we'd be upstairs or downstairs, on which floor. And we would let the Ladihan warm us up separately. We would ask the Ladihan to warm us up our body. And we would. We'd get physical movements out of it. We'd ask the Ladihan to warm up our voices. And it would warm up our voices. And then we would come together and do scenes and do improvs, etc. We got there one Sunday in the middle of winter. It was freezing outside. And only one of those floors was heated. The other was not. So I said, well, suppose we try doing the warm-up with the men and women in the same studio. And it's a huge studio. Put the women over on one side with their backs to the men. Put the men on the other side with their backs to the women. And see if we can get the Ladihan to warm us up. And then we can do our theater work. So we did that. And we started doing the Ladihan and told to warm us up physically. And the women are over there and the men are over here. And everybody began to feel ill. Everybody began to feel nauseous and really uncomfortable. And I realized that I had heard Subud was a purification process. What comes out of that, of men, in that purification process...
Sickens women.
Sickens women, and whatever comes out of women is irritating to the men. I learned that lesson, and later when I was married, and my wife and I would want to do Ladihan at home, one of us would go in the other room, and we'd been in separate rooms, and we would do separate Ladihans, and then we would come together. One time we were in the desert, my wife and I, and we went into a cave in the desert, and we tried doing a Ladihan in the cave, separated and back to each other. Mm-hmm. And we were able to do it kind of a little bit. we were able to, but way away from each other, husband and wife. But we were able to do a short lady on there. But basically, you don't do it together.
So, what do you say to homosexual men who are attracted to other men and would not be attracted to that large blonde were they to do a unisex latihan?
We have had in Subud, USA, several gay guys. One of them became a national, it was a helper, they became a national helper. None of them, there aren't that many, but there are always a couple here and there. They have never behaved inappropriately. That's the history. They just come in, they do the latihan, we chat with them, or whatever. But there has been no inconvenience. Excuse me a second. My phone is tickling my leg. Where are you, Joey? Are you...